Your Country 103.9 KGRT. We are in the Country Cafe, and we have a very special guest who is here for a good reason, our local hometown girl, Bree Bagwell, in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm great. I've been eating green chili 3 meals a day, so
that's awesome. You have a lot to catch up on, right?
Exactly, yes. I'm at mom and dad's house, and they feed me well.
That is awesome. So what is the first thing you do when you hit home base?
Well, definitely the food. Yes. I hate to keep saying that, but I just want to go hug my mom and dad and my brothers and my nieces and nephews who are now taller than me. I don't like it.
Oh,
I don't know
so
when
fast,
that happened.
Huh?
Yes. And then eat green chili.
Yes. You have to have that green chili. And so, you know, you are here for a really good reason, but we'll get into that in just a bit. First of all, we want to catch up. How have you been?
I've been so good. I've been so busy. This year already, we've been to Colorado, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. So we've been really traveling like crazy. And so I had last weekend off, and that's probably my only weekend off of the whole year.
That's amazing. So you're going to like actually that one weekend is going to, you know, renew you for, you know, getting back on the horse and doing it all over again.
That's right. I think in March we go to 5 different states. I'm going all the way up to Chicago, Minneapolis,
oh, wow,
and you know, Wisconsin, all those places up there. I'm doing a bad job. It's still morning, see?
Yes, but it is very it's early, and you're going to have a late night.
Yes.
But, you know, we're so glad you're here. And mm-hmm. So you have a lot of traveling ahead of you. Mm-hmm. You also have some music right now that you're working on, right?
I do. I have about 6 new songs coming out this year. One came out, a duet called Ain't That Love, on Valentine's Day. And then I got a bunch of new songs coming out. So stay tuned. I think we're going to release 6 new songs this year, which is wild. And some of them about the Southwest. I have one about Billy the Kid coming out and just giving some love to my hometown. I have one called Border Girl that's coming out too. That's about being from around the border. So a lot of new songs that are about being from the Southwest.
So you get a lot of inspiration from your hometown.
I do. And, you know, I'm in a long, happy relationship right now, so there's not a lot of breakup songs floating around my head.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, right. So I'm like, what do I want to write about? I want to write about New Mexico.
That is amazing. So you get your inspiration from this area. You know, you being on the road all the time, you've worked with some big names. Who's your favorite that you've worked with so far?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just in El Paso on Saturday, and it reminded me I got to open for Willie Nelson when I was there last at the Abraham Chavez, and he invited me up to sing with him, and that was a sweet memory getting back in that theater and thinking about, he was very kind. I mean, they always say don't meet your heroes, but I've met a lot of really amazing people, Miranda Lambert, you know, Gary Allen, and people, they're so kind.
Yes. You know, I did see that show with you and Willie. Willie is one of my top favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, that is a dream come true, I'm sure, for you, because he's one of the greatest.
He was so great and so kind. And I was all up there all by myself, now that I think about it.
That is awesome.
Pretty brave of me.
That is dream goals right there.
Yeah.
You lived it. And so that's really cool. Do you still, I know you're up there with the celebrities, but does it make you feel a certain way when they say your name? Like they say something about you and you hear yourself come out, like your name come out of their mouth. Is that weird for you, or are you used to it now?
It's still weird.
Is
I mean,
it, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Even thinking about people like Pat Green and some of those people that were my brother's favorites, that were my heroes, and that's why I wanted to go play Texas music. And then, you know, just being on the same festivals with them or hanging out with them, it's still a little bit surreal, but getting more used to it. I've been doing it live for with my band for over a decade now. So
that's
crazy.
Crazy.
I know. It flew by.
You put a lot of hard work into that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So, you know, you do have a podcast you do as well, right?
I do. It's called Only Vans with a V. And we started out just podcasting in my Sprinter van. And now I have an RV. So we moved it in there. It's a little more roomy. But I just talked to my music friends in my van. And it's pretty crazy. You got picked up by a big network last year. And so it's widely distributed. I have a big team now. It's a whole operation. I never thought I would be a podcaster, but here I am.
Do you love doing the podcasting life? Yeah.
I do. It's very fun. It makes me appreciate more what you guys do. You know, it's
yes.
Like to make it seem effortless and seamless, like you guys are pros at that.
You know, we've tried a bit of the podcasting besides the radio, and it is a lot of hard work. They don't realize, like, out the outside, they just see the production, but they don't realize how much work goes into it.
Yeah, and I'm lucky I have a producer that he comes and he does all the audio and video editing for me, and so all I have to do is get the guests and chat with them, and it's been really fun. So, and it's all on YouTube. If you want to watch it, you can watch us talking. It's, you know, people like Reckless Kelly, and, you know, about to have big names like Kevin Fowler, and it's really fun.
Did you, do you have one that stands out that you love doing the most so far?
Well, I just listened, I had Dale Brisby on my podcast, and I just listened back. It's not out yet. It comes out in, I think, a week or two. So it comes out on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen. But that one was so much fun because it wasn't interviewing a musician. It was interviewing Dale Brisby. That's so unique. You know, he's such a, and he has a big Netflix special out right now. So that one was really fun.
That's really cool. So we'll go ahead and link that on our KGRT Facebook page. Go check it out and subscribe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to subscribe to it and check it out. You know, so you're obviously here for a good cause. You do a lot of stuff to still help out Las Cruces. Even though you're a few hours away, you still help out your local community. What are you here for tonight?
I'm here for the Bridle Up Hope Las Cruces Gala, and it's at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum tonight, and it's going to be fun. I'm playing acoustic, but there's also going to be, you know, some line dancing, and it's going to have dinner catered by Dickerson's Catering Group, and so I'm really excited. There's still tickets left online if you want to go to breebagwell.com, my website, or you can just Google For the Love of Girls and Horses, and it should pop up on Eventbrite. You can grab tickets there.
Yes, and this is for an amazing cause. It's to help out with Bridle Up Hopes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you can get those tickets, help out. Tickets are $100, but like Bree said, it goes for an amazing cause, and those tickets, get them now, and we'll also link that up on our Facebook page. Go and check out Bree tonight, that acoustic set. Are you excited to be back home for this?
I am, and I'm flying in a fiddle player from Austin. One of my friends is coming down to play fiddle with me, but it's really special because they pair up girls with horses, and the work that they do is so important, and that's kind of, you know, my family all farms and ranches, and so it's close to my heart, and it's a really, really lovely cause, and it should be, everyone can dress up and eat good food, and then we'll play you some music.
Very nice. Well, Bree, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. You know, it's always amazing you come on the studios. We were telling everyone that you were coming in today, and they were so excited around here. We had people looking outside on the cameras like, when is she going to get here? So you are always welcome anytime in our KGRT studios.
Well, thank you. You guys are busy too, so I appreciate it. And I did wash my hair for you, so that's a big deal for me.
I understand how hard it is to get your hair washed, because I am on that same boat.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
I have naturally curly, unruly hair, so I get it. I understand. Thank
you
so much.
It's a process. Thank you guys so much.